In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about some of the biggest mistakes I see people making with hashtags and captions and keywords and all of those really good nerdy things. If you're ready to nerd on out with me, let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel, your host. Okay, let's talk a little bit about hashtags, captions, keywords, because these were things that felt so confusing for me for a long time. And still to this day, I see a lot of major brands and influencers using them totally wrong. And now here's the thing, there's no shame if someone's using them wrong, but if they are, they're just missing out on tons of opportunities to be discovered and to connect with people more deeply and to grow. So, you know, like all the good things. So if you are listening to this episode, you're going to want to take notes because we're going to dive into a lot of information here. Now, this is interesting because this is true, what I'm going to share with you, for Instagram, TikTok, YouTube to an extent, as well as sometimes Twitter, sometimes LinkedIn, and never Facebook. Okay, cool. So here's the thing that I see with most people and hashtags. I feel like most people don't understand how hashtags work because oftentimes when you're building a business or a client's business or your own brand, you are thinking about hashtags the way that you want to post them, if that makes sense, versus thinking about them from the consumer side of things. Most people use hashtags totally differently than we do. And there are two parts to hashtags. Cool. So stick with me here because this will help to make sense of what I'm going to share in just a moment. So there's one side of it, which is people search for hashtags that ultimately they want to find more content in. And to me, that was a huge surprise for a long time. I didn't realize that people searched hashtags. I don't know. Have you ever searched for a hashtag on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, any of the above? Because most people don't realize that that's how a lot of people use hashtags, but yet they do. People search for hashtags and look for content that supports them with what they're looking for answers with. The second side of it is that based on the types of hashtags and the type of content that people like to view on a platform, your hashtags are helping the platform to know what your content is about. Now, I'm going to share a couple things because this is super important. First and foremost, some people would say, well, then could I create a bunch of content about, you know, business or marketing and use hashtags like hashtag sexy girl or things like that to try to get viewers from there? Well, no, you can't. Your hashtags are meant to support what your content is about. Your hashtags are meant to be like a categorization of what your content is related to. And this is super important because we don't realize that the AI behind the scenes is scanning every single video and photo and making all of these little mini, like their own tags internally that help them to know what your content is actually about. So the days of like bait and switching your hashtags versus your content, those days are no more. However, I want you to imagine that you have like a filing cabinet. And inside of the filing cabinet, there are 10 manila folders, okay? One is labeled travel, one is labeled health, one is labeled finances, one is labeled car, one is labeled house, one is labeled after each and every one of your kids, or if you don't have kids, every one of your pets. And you need to find something related to, let's say, the health routine that you followed the year you felt your best, or a specific month's worth of taxes. You're not going to go into the folder that's labeled travel to find your tax information or your financial information for May of 2019. Hashtags are the same way. They are categorizations of what kind of content people can expect to find there. And on the flip side, what kind of content you're going to share so that the platform can put it in front of the people who need it most by labeling that folder. The cool thing about hashtags is because there are so many people using and creating and putting out content, sometimes content can get really lost. So for example, a hashtag like, let's say, maybe success or boutique, it may have so many uses on Instagram or on TikTok that it's difficult for people to find your content inside of that hashtag, but also your content is more likely to get lost. You're competing with everyone, trying to speak to everyone, therefore you reach no one. So one of the neat things is you can actually create really niche down hashtags within that hashtags folder, kind of like if you were to have subcategories. Like if you had the folder for finances, you could have one folder for each fiscal year, and then in each of those fiscal year manila folders, you could have every single month. So you can really subcategorize things to make everything more searchable, more accurate, really hitting people where they need that information on, if that makes sense. So whenever I need to create hashtags, now I personally love to work with someone. His name is Joey Engelman. I think you can search for him on Facebook. It's so funny because like I have been recommending him left and right. But if you don't want to hire someone for hashtag research, there's a really cool tool that I'll share with you in just a moment. Now, I've hired Joey for hashtag research, and I've also gotten hashtag research from some other people I really respect. And what's crazy is I actually have an entire spreadsheet that has custom hashtags for me. And every single one of us can create this, which is awesome. You can put in, you know, the time and energy to search for the hashtags that are going to work. We like to look for hashtags that have lower competition. So I'm looking at my spreadsheet right now, and the highest usage, oh gosh, the highest usage hashtags have 696,000 uses, and the lowest ones have 10,000 uses. So we really niche these hashtags down. So I hope that helps you to understand how much we niche down our hashtags. But I have a tab in this spreadsheet that has one for moms who are entrepreneurs. And those are the hashtags I use when the content is going to speak to moms who are also entrepreneurs. I have one for my book club so I can get in front of the really nerdy audience that's nerdy like me. I have one for mom bodies and body positivity, one for growth mindset, one when I want to reach freelancers, one when I want to reach social media managers in general, and then I have one for business owners. And every single one of these performs differently, but I have to just go into this sheet every time that I create a piece of content and say, okay, who do I want to reach with this piece of content? And then grab the hashtags in the spreadsheet from that. Now, if you want to do this in a way that's really cost effective, I actually don't recommend using the top hashtag sites. Most of them I found are super populated. They don't do all the research. They'll say like, put in a topic and we'll give you 30 hashtags. And all of the hashtags are like still super populated and overly used. And I'm not a fan of that. So I use a site called flick.tech. And it's mostly used for Instagram, but I like to use it for TikTok and for sometimes my LinkedIn posts. I like to use it for ideas for YouTube. I love to use it sometimes for Twitter. And so in this app, or rather this software, flick.tech, it's website based, I'll put in a specific keyword. So let's say I wanted to reach, who's an audience I'd love to reach? Like the boutique audience. I'm going to enter that word, boutique. And what's awesome is flick.tech is going to give me high competition hashtags, which I don't want to use a lot of, medium competition hashtags, and low competition hashtags. For example, two low competition hashtags. These aren't the best, but MV boutique or the pink pug shop. I would probably even go one more search and do like online shopping to make it even more broad to reach the right people. So we've got online shopping addicts, online shopping world, online shopping cart, online shopping, and then location based. So there's a bunch of different things that you'll get from using flick.tech. And the nice part is You can save them all. And if you use Flick.tech regularly, it'll actually show you which hashtags you trend for every single post. So I really like that because it does a lot of the heavy lifting behind the scenes when we go into analytics mode. Now, I'm going to share a couple more things that most people are doing wrong with hashtags and how you can do it right. So there's, I don't know where this has been coming from, but a lot of people keep saying like, don't use the maximum number of hashtags. Don't use all the hashtags. Drives me crazy. Use the maximum number of hashtags. There's no penalty for using the maximum number. There's no downside to using the maximum number of hashtags. Just use the maximum number of hashtags. But the other thing that I want to share with you as well is a little tip that I learned that makes everything easier. Instead of searching every single time you need to create a piece of content for good hashtags, open up the Notes app on your iPhone and save all of the hashtags into a note with the keyword as to what the topic is about. So I'll put like mom entrepreneur hashtags. So when I search for the word hashtags inside of my notes on my iPhone, it'll pull up all of my notes related to hashtags, and then I can just easily copy and paste them from my mobile phone and paste them to Instagram when I want to put my content up. The other thing about hashtags that is really interesting that most people get totally wrong is that they think that you can double rank for hashtags. So you can like use hashtags in your caption or in your piece of content and then share those hashtags or new hashtags again in the comments beneath a piece of content. And while that did work for a little bit on each platform in individual seasons where there were little glitches that allowed it to work, that doesn't work anymore. So just get the best hashtags you can within the first 30 if you're on Instagram, within the first 5 to 10 if you're creating content on TikTok. And this is so important. I almost feel like I'm going to have to do a to be continued for captions because, oh man, I nerd out on captions and have some serious fun there. Another thing that most people think is that you can't use the same hashtags over and over. You actually can. And I just want to be honest with you guys. There's no penalty for using the same hashtags over and over and over again. In fact, Instagram even came out and said that they had a temporary glitch that penalized people for using the same hashtags and people were getting shadow banned for that. But they fixed it because they realized that was a serious problem that was affecting creators. And so you can share the same hashtags over and over and over again. Now, the reason that you may not want to do that is because every single time that you use a new set of hashtags, or even a better way to look at it, hashtags that are more closely related to the content in, or rather the content type, the more chances you have to reach a new audience. And that's pretty powerful. So for example, when I use the hashtags related to business owners, it brings me in front of a different audience than if I create content for moms who are also entrepreneurs, two different audiences. So I like to use somewhere between 4 and 10 different sets of hashtags, depending on the different types of content that I'm creating. But there is absolutely zero penalty for using the same hashtags over and over and over again. You're just reducing the chances of continually reaching a new audience by trying totally new hashtags, which is kind of fun. The next big thing that I want to share, this was actually a hack that I learned from Leonardo Luno, Leo, he's amazing. He shared, if you don't want to use Flick.tech to find out what hashtags you are ranking for, you can actually go and create a promotion on any one post on Instagram and see which hashtags you are ranking for and then cancel the promotion. It'll show you in your insights which hashtags that post is ranking for. And then you can actually use more hashtags related to that hashtag set that you're ranking for. And then cancel the promotion so you get those insights at least for a few hours. But you only get one shot to do it. So just remember that. What do you guys think? Should we probably do a whole episode on captions? I could nerd out here and I want to respect your time, my time, all that's going on. I think we're going to have to create another episode on captions. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode learning a little bit about hashtags. I have so much fun here. I think that it's so fascinating. Now, I will say one more thing. There are occasionally times where people do rank without using any hashtags. Awesome. Good for them. That's not the norm. That's like saying there are some people who manage to stay super organized without having systems for organization. And that's great, but it's not always scalable and it doesn't always work. So I'm not a huge fan of applying that methodology for everyone. Well, it works for some people who understand some different things about fame, marketing hooks, psychology, all of the above, or they're just famous already. And that's kind of an outlier, if you understand what I mean. Side note, fascinating book on that is Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. It helps you to understand that you can't take data from outliers and let that be a rule, or else it confuses everything. But all that to say, some people do well without hashtags, but I also can't help but to wonder if they might do a little better without missing out on all of that opportunity to reach new audiences. But I digress. One more thing. On Instagram, you can share your hashtags within like the first, 30 seconds after you post in a comment beneath that piece of content or in the content's caption directly at the end. And both of those totally work. I'm a fan of testing it out, doing both. I don't really mind either way. I don't think too much about it, but I hope that this episode has served you. I've had fun talking about hashtags, nerding out, talking about some of the things that most people don't realize. If you want to learn more about social media as a whole, I want to invite you to join my free program that teaches you all about social media management completely for free. Head on over to joinsmu.com and there you will have the ability to apply. You'll get your portal information totally free. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.